This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, February 11th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the House Agriculture Committee heard testimony from ag leaders across the country today on the economic crisis in agriculture. Rodney Weinzierl with the Illinois Corn Growers Association said there's plenty of discussion on efforts to develop global markets.
A lot of discussion relative to the need to continue to advocate for the market access program and foreign market development, especially with all the discussion around tariffs going on, making sure that we have folks through the different cooperators, Meat Export Federation, Grains Council, boots on the ground overseas, continuing to work with our customers and also trying to find new customers. A lot of discussion around the whole issue of demand, around exports, around biofuels. We need more farm income to help offset high input costs. And then, of course, the committee is trying to map out directionally on timing and trying to get together on the five-year farm bill.
Weinzierl said tariffs and uncertainty around tariffs were on the agenda.
Lots of uncertainty by all sectors of the ag economy that was testifying around, you know, what is going on with tariffs. A lot of questions around the tariff on Canada relative to potash and us being as dependent as we are for the supply of potash. You know, why do we have a tariff on that when we're buying 90% of the potash that we need in the United States? So a lot of good questions from members of Congress and just a lot of discussion around tariffs.
Without a significant change in supply or demand, Weinzierl says his state's farmers will be challenged again this year.
Right now, as we look at some of the farm doc analysis from the University of Illinois, 2025 looks a lot like 2024 with negative returns. The ad hoc farm assistance that was in the American Relief Act passed in December makes that those economics look better, but still looking at a loss for all regions of corn and soybean growing in Illinois.
Well, AgriPulse Lydia Johnson was on the scene today at the D.C. Central Kitchen as Kansas Congressman Tracy Mann and Massachusetts Representative Jim McGovern introduced the House Hunger Caucus. Mann says this is an important work.
We're launching it this week for the 119th Congress. We have about 60 members, bipartisan, which is a big caucus in the Congress. Great to be here at the D.C. Central Kitchen. I've never been here before. I know that Jim and his wife Lisa have. Very impressive the way they're being innovative and how they're thinking about hunger and all that we can do about it.
McGovern said he draws encouragement from the work at D.C. Central Kitchen.
When people ask me what gives me hope, it's places like this. It's the people who work here. And, you know, and I think I'm really grateful that Tracy is the co-chair of the Hunger Caucus. We do more than just exist in name. We actually have meetings and briefings and try to inform people what's going on. And we come to places like this to highlight the great work that's going on. This is a model that the rest of the country should adopt.
Mann says hunger issues are important to farmers in his district.
You know, I represent Kansas, one of the biggest ag producing districts in the country, and I've never met a farmer, rancher, ag producer that doesn't care deeply about hunger, that doesn't know in their heart of hearts that what they're doing is helping to combat hunger. So it's important to the district, important for ag producers, and important for the country at large.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Achieving excellence isn't easy. It's reserved for those willing to work for it. Farmers like you who strive for bigger yields and better education. People who settle for nothing less than the very best because you know excellence can only be achieved through hard work, commitment, and perseverance. Take your operation to new heights and join us for the 2025 Commodity Classic, Elevating Excellence in Agriculture. March 2nd through 4th in Denver. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.